I'm speaking here today not only because I believe that removing paragraph 218 is vital to the protection of reproductive rights in Germany and that all governments must protect the right to abortion care, but also because I am a person who has had an abortion. And I believe that it is extremely important to talk more about abortions. Simply talking openly about abortions shows people that it's okay and it's a normal part of healthcare. We must say abortion often and with joy to remove the stigma and shame. We must, in fact, not only be pro-choice, but be pro-abortion. Abortions save lives. And today is International Safe Abortion Day. So we're here to urge you all to use your power as residents of Germany to protect reproductive health care in your code of law and to make sure that no one can ever be refused a treatment as essential and as normal as an abortion. You may think that the situation is fairly stable here, but when such a criminal code as 218 exists, it's too easy for things to change in an instant and for lawmakers to ban abortion altogether. We have to make sure this can never happen. Take the United States, my home country, for example. In 1973, the United States Supreme Court saw the case of Roe versus Wade. On January 22nd of that year, they ruled that the Constitution of the United States protects a pregnant person's freedom to choose to end their pregnancy. Since then, anti-choice activists, misogynistic politicians, and religious extremists have been working hard to reverse this protection. That's because pregnancy has always been political. And don't get confused, it's never been about God, morality, or saving babies. In fact, there's a long history of violence and terrorism against abortion clinics in America. Since 1977, there have been 41 bombings and 173 incidents of arson at clinics. Since 1990, at least 11 clinic employees have been murdered. These are acts committed by people who claim to be protecting life. And despite the fact that the majority of Americans support pro-choice legislature, 2 years ago, the Supreme Court stripped reproductive rights away and removed the federal protection for abortion care. This left the power up to individual states. And state governments to decide whether they would make abortion illegal. And today, 41 out of 50 states have abortion bans in place. Abortions are impossible to find for the vast majority of Americans and people in need, and they no longer have a choice in their own reproduction. They're forced to be pregnant, and they are forced to give birth. In the US, the law no longer protects us. In Germany, the law criminalizes us. But we will not despair, and we will not go back. We will not go back to a time when unsafe, at-home abortions were the only option for pregnant people who were desperate to have control over their own bodies. We will not go back to a time when people had to use wire hangers to break their amniotic sac, often puncturing their intestines and their organs, causing deadly infections and blood loss. We will not go back to a time when people would pump toxic mixtures of cleaning products and chili peppers into themselves, causing toxic shock and death. We will not go back. We will fight back. And how will we fight back now? We'll make our voices impossible to ignore. We'll tell the stories of our own abortions to normalize to others and destigmatize this completely normal and essential healthcare. We'll spread information about where to get abortions, and we will help people find them. We'll donate money to organizations who financially support people who need to get abortions. We will move to abolish paragraph 218. We will stand in solidarity and show our support for women and all people with uteruses all over the world. And by standing with them today and every day, we're sending a message. Our bodies are our own. We will not forget, we will not back down, and we will not give up until it's codified into law that abortion is free, accessible, and safe for all people. My body, my choice.
My body, my choice.